Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Well, hello there. Thank you for downloading today's catch up. Welcome to the show, as they say. Oh, God. I'm getting so professional with these solo intro to the catch-ups. It is just Ellie with you today. Josiah is still over sunbaking in Albania. That dude browns better than a chocolate cookie. I swear to God, he spends 5 seconds in the sun and he is as dark as they come. I'm really jealous. I don't tan anymore in my old age. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I spent 2 weeks in Europe earlier this year. Did not change skin colour at all. It's not fair. I just want to be a Brazilian goddess. I just want to not have to shell out on my LaTan every day. You know what I mean? Whew. Anyway, this has gotten off to a very strange start. That has nothing to do with what's coming up in today's catch-up. What is in the show today is a little investigation I launch into whether Lucky Dips are still a thing. Yeah, they were brought to my attention last night. Won't tell you why because I go into detail about that during this catch-up, but yeah, I find out if they still exist, which is more interesting than it sounds, I promise. Also, what TV show do you want rebooted? That went off. Phones went off the hook for that. And I continue my investigation into Coles in Shepparton making it into the top 14 best things to do in the entire Goulburn Valley. I don't quite believe it, and there's a reason why. All right, enjoy the catch-up. I will speak to you again tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I was on the phone last night to my boyfriend, guys, and you may not know, but we do long distance. He's on the other side of the country, so the phone time's all we really get together, you know? And what I'm about to tell you may make you feel like I'm a bit of one of these.
She's a stage 5 clinger.
But I guarantee you that a whole bunch of girls will understand me when I say sometimes you just want attention from your boyfriend for no reason. You know, you just want them to be nice. You just want them to shower you with praise and affection. Is it too much to ask? Maybe. Boys are probably thinking, yes, Ellie, it is too much to ask. But anyway, I was on the phone to my boyfriend Gav last night. And I was in one of these moods where I just wanted him to pay me some attention, and he was a bit distracted. He'd had a long day, you know, he wasn't really feeling it. And I said, "Hey, can you give me a compliment?" This is really embarrassing that I'm admitting this on the radio. He said, "What type of compliment do you want?" I said, "I don't know. I don't want to have to prompt you," even though I kind of just did. And then I went on to say, "Also, can I have a present?" Like, I haven't had a present for so long because my birthday's in November, right? So it's still a few months away. Christmas is ages away. Valentine's Day was ages away. Our anniversary was, you know, in April. So come to August, there's just no time that I get a new present. And he said to me, this is his response, "If you want a present so badly, why don't you just go to a shop and find yourself a lucky dip?" Excuse me? A lucky dip? Is that what I'm worth to you as a girlfriend? A $2 lucky dip from a store? But then it kind of hit me. I've not heard the phrase lucky dip in years. And it got me all nostalgic because I love lucky dips. I love surprises of any kind. So just buying something, paying for something that I don't even know what's going to be inside that wrapping is a huge, huge attraction for me. That's how exciting my life is. But I want to know, does anyone know? I thought I'd use my power on the radio to find this out this morning instead of talking about, you know, gun laws in America and all the hard-hitting stuff. No, I want to know, is there somewhere in the Goulburn Valley that I can get a lucky dip? Because my boyfriend's not buying me any presents. I just want to be able to rock up, give a fiver over, and have a little present right there in my hand. I don't even care what's inside. I'll be surprised no matter what it is. So if you know of somewhere I can get a lucky dip, give me a call, 13 12 16. I'll take your calls next. M from Shep, are you calling because you know where I can get one, my friend?
I certainly am.
Yes, where can I get a lucky dip?
So you head to the Archer Street Milk Bar and Takeaway on Archer Street, and they've got lucky dips in there.
Stop it. Have you ever bought one?
I've bought a couple for the kids every now and then, but, yeah, haven't got one for myself, unfortunately.
Is that because you're a well-adjusted adult, unlike myself?
Yeah, I think so. You know, got to withhold those responsibilities.
Yeah,
so
fair enough. What type of stuff are they giving away in the lucky dip? Oh, do I want to know, actually? No, tell me. Well, what have I got to expect?
Oh, you know, little bits, and you can get hair clips, bits and pieces, all that sort of thing, yeah. So.
All right, Archer Street in Shep. I will pop it on the list. Thanks for your call, Emily.
No worries.
All right, let's move on to Brooke from Shep. Brooke, do you know where I can get a lucky dip?
Yes, oh my God. Yesterday I seen them at Chemist Warehouse at the North End.
Yes! Chemist Warehouse, North End of Shep?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Do you know what's in those ones?
No, I don't. I haven't opened mine yet. It's at home.
Oh, did you buy one for yourself?
Yes, I did.
Are you a bit like me in that you just want a surprise just for the sake of getting a surprise?
Yes, I did.
Yes, Brooke. Thank you. You're amazing. You've made my day.
No worries.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
All right, let's move on to Jess from Tat. Jess, do you know where I can get a lucky dip?
The Tatura News Agents does them for
$3. $3. What a bargain. I love that. Okay, cool. If I go there, what have I got to expect from a lucky dip?
You can either pick a boy's or a girl's toy, and there's books and just crap, usually.
Hey, it's not crap if it's wrapped up. If it's wrapped up, then it's a present, 100%. Have you ever bought one for yourself?
No, not for myself. My daughter buys them.
Yeah, she loves them. Okay, you must have someone in your life who gives you presents then.
Myself.
Yes. Okay, fair enough. All right, I will add that one to the list, Jessica. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
How good. I think I can officially say lucky dips are still a thing, guys. I'm going to get around so many today. I'm going to go to all three of those places. And sorry to all the calls I couldn't even get to. They were flooding in this morning. So everyone, do yourself a favour. Go out and buy yourself a present today. You know, get yourself a lucky dip. Surprise yourself. You deserve it, Goulburn Valley.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, every Sunday, Monday and Tuesday night, there's one sound that gets me excited, and that is this. Oh. Survivor. It is back on our TV screens on Win this year, and I tell you what, it's been a cracking season so far. It will be back again Sunday night, 7:30, but right now I want to talk to someone who got kicked out last night, very sadly. She's a literal survivor. She survived a tsunami, and now she's made her way onto TV. She joins me now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've got an incredible story. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you with the tsunami?
Oh, yeah, look, I was in Sri Lanka at the time with my then business partner. And, yeah, we went for a snorkel early morning on the beach. And, yeah, it came in on us. It was pretty horrific at the time. But, yeah, life goes on. And then you apply for a reality TV show called Survivor and it all gets put out there.
Yeah, it kind of comes full circle. Oh, that's horrible. Now, I was rooting for you because even though you're in the Champions tribe, you didn't have the kind of same celebrity status as a lot of the other champions. How was that going in?
Look, I had my peeps with me, my contenders, but then the tribe swap happened and I ended up on the Champions beach. So,
yes. Yeah,
it was, challenging at times, being stuck with the likes of Dave and Luke, who you know is a legend of the game. So, yeah, at the end of the day, you just do your best.
Just how tough was it being on that island? Because it looks very, very tough.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
It is not easy. But you know what? We're all in the same boat. We're all experiencing the wind and the hunger and the tiredness and the crabs crawling on you at night. So it's rough, but it's also awesome. I had the best time. I loved every second of it.
Does it get super, super cold? Because it looks like it's freezing.
Oh, it was. It was. And we were sort of saying, God, we're in Fiji. What is this weather? You know, where's the sun? After 18 days I was out there, I think I saw the sun on two of those days.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, brutal.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I've got a question I've always wondered about people who go on Survivor. Where do you go to the toilet?
I'm not supposed to say. There is an area sort of outside with a great view, I've got to say. It's had the prettiest view of anywhere I've ever gone to the toilet. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's all you need, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't need a proper working functional toilet.
No. Who needs it? Just a hole in the ground and mongoose running around and what more do you want?
Yeah, exactly. And you know how they always like zoom in on snakes and spiders and creepy crawlies and stuff? Do you see a lot of them when you're out there?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No. We did see a lot of crabs. The crabs are real, the little hermit crabs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the butterflies and stuff, we never saw any of those.
Oh, that's a shame. Butterflies I could take. Mind you, I'd be quite happy to not have to deal with the snakes and scorpions and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely. The best thing, though, that we saw, I've got to say, is at night glowworms near the... Oh, they were beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well done on the show. 18 days is quite a good effort. So,
yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Sarah.
Thanks very much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
You know, I'm a sucker for proposals. I love them so much. Every time I hear about a proposal, I cry. This is the first proposal that hasn't made me cry. So that is saying something. It's come on a Facebook page called that. I could go on about that for days. That's not a cool Facebook page. But hey, when it comes up with stories like this, I'm okay. A woman has posted a picture of an engagement ring on this Facebook page. And something a little bit different about this proposal. The engagement ring has been placed on the udder of a cow. Just slid up there, and then the woman's gone to milk the cow. There are a couple of dairy farmers in Singapore, of all places. She's gone to milk the cow. She's seen the engagement ring on the teat. Is that what you call it? I don't know. Dairy farmers, help me out this morning. And that's how the proposal's gone down. He's been there on one knee next to the cow saying, "Will you marry me?" I mean, I've said this before on the show. I love proposals that are special for that couple in particular. You know, so maybe they're both dairy farmers. They've met on the farm. Maybe that cow was the first cow that they birthed together. Again, dairy farmers, help me out. Don't really know what I'm talking about. So it could be beautiful, but it's a bit of an odd way to propose, you know? But then I thought about this. A lot of people do this. A lot of people get animals to propose. You know, like a lot of people do the dog collar thing. With the ring on the dog collar or on the cat collar. Do cats wear collars? I feel like that's a thing. So I want to hear about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you used an animal to propose? Or did you get proposed to by an animal? Not by an animal. I mean, I don't want stories about, you know, like a crocodile proposing to you because I feel like I'm not going to get any. Did you use an animal to propose? After a Facebook post has shown that a man has chucked an engagement ring on the teat of a cow, on the udder of a cow. Is the udder? The udder's the big part and then the teat's the little part, right? The come off. No one can answer me. I'm talking to myself. But dairy farmers, get in touch. Educate me. Anyway, he's popped. I'm getting off track here. He's popped the engagement ring on, we're calling it the teat. That's what I'm going to go with. And proposed to his girlfriend that way. So 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. Jules has written in on Instagram, Hit GV, saying, "My hubby proposed on horseback." That's cute. That's romantic. I only hope that he had this playing in the background, though. That's the way it's gonna be, little girl. I mean, how would that be? Bit of Daryl for your proposal. Kind of beats having this in the background. Which was the alternative. Let's go to Becca from Shep. Becca, did you get proposed to using an animal?
I did. My, you know, lovely fiance now, he used his dog, who, you know, we both share, but I've got pretty bad allergies. And, you know, when I know I'm going to be around him, I have to take my medication. And this came as a complete surprise. So the dog came in with the ring on his collar and I said yes, but I was also wheezing and hives breaking out. And it was... not as a romantic, beautiful moment as I think we thought it would be.
So he thinks that you're like crying happy tears and really you just need to pop an antihistamine.
Yeah, I was going into anaphylactic shock.
Okay, I feel like someone needs to ask you this. Becca, are you sure this is the man you want to marry if he nearly kills you when he's proposing?
Look, when I've got my allergy meds, it's all good. I'm a lot happier and better to deal with.
Just make sure you've got your EpiPen when you walk down the aisle, okay?
Will do.
This is The Catch-Up. With Josiah and Ellie.
In case you missed it over the last couple of days, I've been launching a bit of an investigation because my friend Lexi Junowick from Channel 9, who you'll hear on my show on Fridays, she said to me over the weekend, "Ellie, I'm new to town. I looked up a list of the top things to do, official list written by the Lonely Planet Travel Guide, which is one of the most well-established travel guides in the whole of the Goulburn Valley, in the whole of the world, sorry. They've written a list on the best things to do in the Goulburn Valley. And coming in at number 14, just scraping in at the bottom of the list, was Coles in Shepparton, in the entire Goulburn Valley. So if you've missed it, I've chucked a video up on our socials, Hit GV on Insta, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, that details my little investigation, my infiltration of Coles Shepparton. Take a listen to some of it.
Hi there. Ever wondered what there is to do in the Goulburn Valley? A land filled with fruit farms and flowing rivers and painted animals. Well, one quick Google is all it takes, and you can find out some of the top attractions this region has to offer. Let's start with number 14, Coles and Shepparton. Let's take a look.
Little shop. It's like a pretty big shop to me. If it's a cold day and you may be needing to cool down a little bit, this is the perfect place to come. The freezer aisle. If the drought continues, this aisle alone could save us all. During my day out at Coles in Shepparton, I discovered that the staff didn't even know that their tourist attraction had made it into the top 14. And boy, were they excited. Do you think it should be the top attraction in the Golden Belt?
What, Coles?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very surprising.
Why do you find it surprising?
Well, I don't see why it would be an attraction for starters.
All right, Beck, what are your thoughts on Coles making the top 14?
Very funny, actually.
I mean, it's great, yeah. Right?
It's great that we've been nominated, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It's an honour.
It's great.
Yeah. Would you have picked it to make it into the top 14?
No.
The locals are big fans.
I think it should be in the top 10.
Top 10? Your favourite place in Shep?
Yep, Coles for sure.
And store manager Kaz thinks it's only up from here. Do you think there's anything else that needs to make it onto the list ahead of Coles, or do you think that Coles is right where it needs to be?
No. Look, at the moment, spot on. I'd love to get to the top of the list. Give us a bit of time, we'll get there.
All right, if you want to see that full video, make sure you head to our socials. But I've tried something, guys, to continue this investigation because, let's face it, it's a bit odd that a supermarket is our top tourist attraction. So I thought, let's reach out to the people who made this all happen, and that is the Lonely Planet Travel Guide, right? So I've tried three different email addresses for them saying, hey, can I get someone on my show to find out what goes into compiling these lists? Can we maybe get it edited? Can we add some stuff in? Can we have a say in it as the locals here in the Goulburn Valley? And guys, I reckon there could be a conspiracy afoot. No one got back to me, right? And I thought, cool, all right, maybe they're just declining to comment. That's cool. But then it became even more apparent when I did receive a reply from the Lonely Planet. They said, hi, Ellie, I appreciate you reaching out, but I'm afraid we don't have anyone available for an interview at this particular time. What are you hiding, Lonely Planet? Do you have some inside knowledge as to how Coles made it onto the list? Or do you just not want to be proven wrong? You don't want to be have to edit your book. I feel like it's a conspiracy, guys. I'm going to be investigating further. I will have someone from the Lonely Planet on this show within the month. I hope, maybe, if I can keep annoying them enough. Otherwise, let's just take this into our own hands and make our own travel guide. Let's do that. It'll be so much easier. And maybe Coles might not make it. Maybe Woolies will, you know? Maybe Aldi will. We've got plenty more supermarkets to choose from. Not that I don't love Coles. Shout out to the lovely team at Coles and Shep for having me the other day as well.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
There's a lot of bad news stories in the world. You know, you wake up each morning and you troll through the internet and you look at the news and it's all doom and gloom. So that's why this story has warmed my heart this morning. It's all to do with a cute criminal. I mean, I'm a jack of all trades making that little sting up this morning. Anyway, it takes place over in the US and a woman has stolen from a restaurant, which is not great. I'm not endorsing that, not at all. But what she's stolen is just a tiny little bottle of sauce, right? Or ketchup, as they call it in the States. So she took it and she doesn't know why she took it, right? She just had a bit of a kleptomaniac. Klepto feeling, I guess we'll go with, overcome her, right? And she just swiped this bottle of sauce. A couple of weeks went by and she experienced karma like no other. She was racked with guilt. And as a result, she's written a note to the restaurant and basically apologized for stealing it. She's replaced the bottle of ketchup with two more bottles of ketchup, brand new, and said, I'm so sorry. I'm hoping that returning these two new bottles will restore some luck for me because my life has gone down the drain since I stole that bottle of sauce. Isn't that adorable? I mean, is that not the cutest criminal you've ever heard?
You've been hit by a cute criminal.
No one's been this cute since these guys. Everybody wants to steal my girl. That was the last time I thought theft was cute. You know what I mean? This woman, just so beautiful. And the restaurant's appreciated it so much. They've posted on their Facebook and come out and said, do you know what? All is forgiven. You're fine. don't stress about it. And also, if you want a job, you're the type of person we want working here because you're obviously honest. You're obviously a good person. So come on in. We'll give you a job. There you go, guys. Honesty pays. Cute criminals. If you know of any stories, feel free to get in touch with me. I love hearing this stuff. Perks me up on a Wednesday morning.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about something that hit our television screens for the first time in 20 years last night. Sea Change. It's back, guys. It was originally on our screen 2 decades ago, and then now they've made a reboot of it where all the cast is returned to Pearl Bay to pick up where they left off. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch it back then, and I don't watch it now. But it made me a little bit mad because there's a lot of shows that I did watch back in the day that I would like to see brought back in 2019. Is that too much to ask? I've racked my brains a little bit, and I want to ask the question this morning on 13, 12, 16. What TV show do you want rebooted? For me, there's one that's at the forefront that I need to see again. I was obsessed with it at the time. In my school diary, every Wednesday night, I made a little marking. This show's on tonight. Make sure you don't miss it. And I lived for it. I had the box set. I absolutely loved it. And that show was... Blue Heelers! Oh, could not get enough of it. The crimes that went on in Mount Thomas. My goodness. It was one of the most dangerous regional towns in the whole of Australia. And I want to see where it's at now. Has it gotten more dangerous? Has it been swept with epidemics? Has it got 2019 problems happening there? Is Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon still worried about his station getting blown up? Where's Maggie? You know, what's she been up to? Did she and PJ stay together? No, she died, actually, so we probably couldn't bring her back. But we could bring, you know, maybe like reincarnate her. I don't know. 13, 12, 16. What TV show do you want rebooted? Now, before I go to the ads, there's one other one that I remembered this morning that I just need to see again. And I'm going to play you a little snippet of the opening episode of the opening scene. See if you can remember what TV show it's from.
10 people, 5 men and 5 women, set out for an unknown destination. Most of them would be eliminated. Of the 3 that would make it to the end...
So dramatic.
One would walk away with nothing.
Yep.
One would win a great deal of money.
Pretty standard for reality shows.
Would be revealed as a traitor. One of these 10 people.
There you go. There's the clue. What is one of those 10 people? Can you remember?
Is the mole.
Yeah! The Mole. The best show. The best reality TV show to ever be on our screens. For sure was The Mole. So they need to bring that back. I need to go on it ASAP. I need to win it. And then maybe I'll be like a radio star. Who knows? 13, 12, 16, get involved this morning. What TV show do you want to see rebooted? Suggestions are flooding in on the socials. We have put a post up on Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook and Hit GV on Insta. Desperate Housewives, writes Jermay. Yeah, not bad. Yeah, I'd watch it. Danielle's written The OC. I feel like The OC needs to stay where it was. It was so good at the time that bringing it back may ruin it, you know. Mick's written Water Rats. Robert's written McLeod's Daughters. McLeod's Daughters, that's another one I could get on board. So feel free to keep those suggestions coming in on the socials. Let's go to Abigail from Shep. Abigail, what TV show do you want to be rebooted?
I'm with you 100%, Ellie. Blue Heelers
right.
For the win.
Thank you. Imagine Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon just strolling down the streets once again in 2019.
Yeah, I've been rewatching it lately and it is such a good show. It's so underrated at the time too.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I feel like Australia will go wild for it. Sea Change, move over Sea Change. Blue Heelers is where it's at.
Did you have a favourite? That would not be my choice.
Yeah, right? Did you have a favourite character?
Definitely Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon because he was so no-nonsense all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of reminded me of my dad, you know?
Yeah. You trusted him.
All right, well, I'm going to start a petition, Abby, and you'll be the first one to sign it, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I will.
Thanks for your call, girl. I'm seriously going to do that. Change.org, I'm coming for you. Blue Heelers is coming back.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Action.
It's time for Josiah and Ellie's Movie Okie.
All thanks to Village Cinemas Shepparton.
Yeah, give me a call, 13 12 16, if you want to get involved in Movie Okie this morning. A double pass to Village Cinemas up for grabs. I'm going to act out a movie scene and you've got to tell me what movie it's from. I'm excited about this one. All right, here we go. need to really amp up the energy. Why should Caesar get to stomp around like a giant while the rest of us tried not to get smushed under his big feet? What's so great about Caesar? Hmm? Brutus is just as cute as Caesar. Brutus is just as smart as Caesar. People totally like Brutus just as much as they like Caesar. And when did it become okay for one person to just be the boss of everybody, huh? Because that's not what Rome is about. We should totally just stab Caesar! Whoa. I mean, I don't want to nominate myself for any acting awards, but I feel like I kind of deserve one. It was phenomenal. Best movie of all time. 13, 12, 16, if you know what movie it's from. Honestly, when I say best movie of all time, I mean second best movie of all time, because the best movie of all time is obviously Bridesmaids. But this one is pretty good. Why is no one calling? I absolutely nailed that. Are you kidding me? Okay, I'm going to add on the final line, which, oh no, hold on. May not need to. Hello, Hit 96.9. Who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Katie, you are live on the radio, my friend. Do you reckon you know what movie that is from?
Yeah, I think it's from Mean Girls.
You think it's from Mean Girls? Well, let's have a listen.
Why should Caesar get to stomp around like a giant while the rest of us try not to get smushed under his big feet? What's so great about Caesar?
I won't play you the whole thing because you have 100% got it correct. Well done, Katie.
Thank you.
No worries at all. You've won yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep.
Yeah, how good?
How good indeed. How do you rate my, did you rate my acting skills? Did I do as well as Gretchen Wieners?
You did better.
Oh,
10 out of
10. Stop it, Katie. Stop it. You're making me blush. All right. Well, congratulations, my friend. Those movie tickets are all yours.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.